Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for this privilege we have to be able to share these next few moments together. One of the things I've been experiencing in my personal life is a sense of anticipation, a sense of increased anointing, a quickening that is filling me with anticipation for what God is going to do. And beloved, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you've known seasons in your own life of perhaps rest, a time of inactivity, a time of fruitfulness. By memory, we can go back and look at those various portions of time where God has moved in particular ways. But I believe in the days ahead, we're going to see an equipping and a restoration, equipping of the saints, and a restoration of the things the enemy has stolen from God's people. God wants us to go forth to be living epistles, ambassadors for the living Lord Jesus Christ. And we can do that with assurance, with confidence, certainly not in our own strength, but because of His presence within us. And we do these things, whether we testify, witness, do acts of service, we do it in the strength and anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus, when He left, He said, I'm going to send you another comforter, one who is just like me. And so this is a time of purpose, a time of direction, of action. Whatever it is God has placed on your heart, sometimes when you might just be waiting just quietly before the Lord or thinking of, you know, what the Lord might have you to do, sometimes in terms of a serious major direction in your life in terms of change, or just some small, although nothing is really small in the Lord's eyes, some adjustment or change in terms of what you are normally doing. There's things He wants to add. There's things sometimes He wants to take away. But He always has His purposes in mind. He has your welfare, your best welfare at heart. And so God will complete what He has started in you. And there are times, and we can test our desires. You know, it says, delight thyself in the Lord. He'll give thee desires of thine heart. One of the things I've known is that He not only gives us the desires of our heart, the things we just naturally enjoy and would find pleasure in, and also He gives us new desires. He gives us desires to be able to use whatever abilities or talents we have to be a blessing to others. Why? Because we are a living organism. We are a body of Christ that has different giftings, has different abilities, has different operation of the gifts of the Spirit. But together, we can work together and we can see the gospel preach and Jesus glorify. He has a place for each and every one of us. Some of you may feel, well, you know, I'm not sure quite where I belong, but God will show you. He will give you that peace and assurance. And even maybe it's just for a period of time, for a season, a temporary assignment, but you will know because God will. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all men and upbraideth not. He's not going to criticize you or upbraid you or get angry at you because you want to know. No, that's a very pleasing thing. So it's my prayer that we will not fail, any of us, in sensing God's calling upon our lives and what He has opened up before us to do. Sometimes it's not what you think, but He does want us to occupy until he comes. And I'm going to share a passage of scripture found in 1 Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, and I'm going to be 22nd, and I'm going to be reading verses 6 through perhaps the end of the chapter. And this is what has been just pressing on my heart. This is a time in David's life. He was told he could not build a temple. That's something what he wanted to do for the Lord. So he called for Solomon, his son, and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name." And then he goes on in verse 9, "Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days, and he shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." And so he's speaking to Solomon. He said, "Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God." He goes on to say, "Take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments with the Lord, which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage." Beloved, these are words for us today. "Dread not, nor be dismayed." And then he goes on to share, David does, verse 14, that he had shared a great quantity of silver and gold and iron without weight, timber in abundance and stone. And he says in verse 16, "Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number." These are his words. This is what I feel God is telling us today. "Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee." And again, we see the provision of the Lord. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon, his son, saying. You see, there's a synergy when we help one another. We work together. "Is not the Lord your God with you?" Verse 18. "And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand. The land is subdued before the Lord and before his people." Now listen to this, beloved. "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord." Now, obviously, this was the time of ancient Israel, and this was regarding a literal physical temple. But, beloved, God has a temple today, made not made with hands. He has a temple, the body of Christ, and he is causing each of us to be aware of our place, of our responsibility, of our willingness. He's looking at our hearts. Are we willing, because we love Jesus, to do what he's called us to do? Remember the Great Commission, "Go into all nations and preach the gospel." Well, obviously, some of it, there's no way that you can leave your present environment. He's probably not calling you to do that, but he's calling upon you to pray, to be faithful where God has planted you. He's called upon you to give, to intercede, and to use your giftings and ability for the blessing of the body of Christ, wherever he has put you. I know of they're dear friends of mine, a couple, living in Nevada, and the brother, he's 80 years of age, approaching, going to be 81, and he goes out every week to a particular ministry and to the park, and they minister to the people there as well as give out, sandwiches and things like that. So, and he loves that. That's the high point of his week. And so, beloved, God is calling all of us to search our hearts, to wait upon him and see what is it that he would have us do. So arise and work, beloved. May the Lord be with you. And as I said, David had planned everything in abundance, and it was just Solomon's obedience now that was required. David couldn't build the temple. And the church that God is raising up today is a much more glorious temple, a temple made without hands, whose builder and maker is God. And we have been given the command and the great responsibility to reach out and minister to the needy, to those who need to hear the gospel, to the thousands and millions needing Christ. We can do that through those that are on television ministries and radio. God has, you know, the gospel will be preached to all nations before the end comes. Jesus said that. And, of course, I can't go and won't go into all the details about Solomon's building project, if you will. The place of the Lord was fixed. That was determined. The ground was a threshing floor. And in this message, we see the church of the living God, is his floor. You know, David had made a mistake. He had sinned before the Lord. And in Isaiah, let me just share Isaiah 28 and 10. It says, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, and there a little." And so what do we see? If we have to go back now to the book of 2 Samuel, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against David because he had moved Joab to number them, and that request, that command, was distasteful to Joab, but he nonetheless went to do it. And then it says in verse 10 of chapter 24 that David's heart smote him after they had numbered the people. He confessed his sin. "I've sinned greatly, Lord." And the prophet Gad came to him, gave him a choice of three selections. What would you have God to do? And he said, "Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man." And so there was destruction of some of a multitude of people, but David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel smite the people. He said, "I have sinned." And then Gad brought him a message and said, "Go, rear up an altar unto the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." And he bought that piece of land, and that was the very land upon which the temple was to be built. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we will continue on with this message and see how God anointed Samuel. And he's going to, just as he anointed Samuel and Solomon and David to do the works they did, he is going to anoint his church in this day to do the works that he's called us to do. I'm praying for you, beloved. And if you're not too sure, if you want someone to agree with you as to what God would have you do, just note our mailing address, and I'll pray for you. I love you. And thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.